Hey everybody, it's me, Radical Russ, host of the Radical Russ Show that was supposed to debut last week. Hey, I just wanted to stop by to thank all of you for your well wishes and welcoming posts, bringing me back on the airwaves. I really appreciate it, and I swear to you, we're going to get this show going, but we've run into a few issues tech-wise. First of all, the studio that I was going to work at in Medford is, well, it's just too far away. I live quite a ways away from it, and the way the weather is getting and the snow is just not going to work out at that studio. So we're going back to the way I've done this my whole career, old school ways, which is just me and the computer tech and the soundboard, and I'll just run it all. So did that for 9 years. I think I can do this again. But we are not officially starting the show this week because we've had some issues getting our tech. This is the new laptop, and I'm on the laptop screen, the laptop mic, so that's why the quality is a little lower than I'd like it to be, and we haven't got the chroma key set up, and the soundboard is still missing a power adapter that I had to order off of Amazon. We still don't have headphones, had to order those off of Amazon. Everything's delayed right now, because I'm coming to you from an undisclosed mountain location in the state of Jefferson, and delays from the snow and the weather are preventing me from getting all my tech together. And, you know, when I start the show, I want to debut it with a real nice graphic interface and a little screen to the side with my slides going on and great audio. So I want to give you the best possible show. And for those of you who've been following me for a long time, you may have followed me from my years working in the marijuana legalization front. And for sure, I am going to be talking about weed from time to time. But this show is going to bring me back to my original roots as a broadcaster. I started this as the winner of the search for the next great progressive talk radio star on the Jones Radio Network. This was way back in 2006. Competed against 500 contestants nationwide and ended up winning the contest. The late Ed Schultz was actually the judge who broke the tie and gave me the win. And from there, I embarked on a two-year career as a progressive talk radio host on XM Satellite before they merged with Sirius, and on AM 620 KPOJ in Portland. And that's what I'm going to get back to, is doing my progressive talk radio. So part of that is that this podcast is always going to be live. I'm going to be live here on YouTube, and on my website at radicalrust.com, I'm getting the audio set up live. I'm going to be setting up Radical Russ Radio, a 24-hour radio stream with music I love and my podcasts and such, so that you can catch this live. And we'll actually have a phone number you can call into. I want this to be like a talk radio experience. I really feel that in the situation we're all in right now in America, where we're feeling our democracy slipping away from us, a lot of us are just wanting to scream out or feel that there's someone else with us, that we're all together in this, and I want to do a little bit of that. So we'll have a talk radio phone number. Preliminarily, the phone number is 877-RUSS-420. That's 877-877-420. Perfect phone number. But I'm having some issues getting that number as well. The backlog from the people that I'm buying the number from, it's harder to put this together than I remember. So we will be bringing you this show. My goal is for Valentine's Day, February 14th, that we'll have the headphones will be here, the power adapters will be here, all the cords I need will be here. We can have real mics, real lights, all that good stuff. And my first guests on the new podcast are going to be coming to us from the Grants Pass Remembrance Project. I went to, first of all, I'm living in the undisclosed mountain location in Josephine County, Oregon, which is an area of Southern Oregon we like to call the state of Jefferson. It's a kind of a fake little secessionist movement. Anyway, Grants Pass is the nearest town, and you may have heard of Grants Pass from the headlines where the city sued and made it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the doctrine of the Eighth Amendment's ban on cruel and unusual punishment as it applies to people without housing. Basically, the Supreme Court had decided for years that if someone's got nowhere to go, you can't lock them up for sleeping somewhere. People gotta live. And the Supreme Court said, nah, heck with that. Grants Pass, go ahead and lock them up. So it's been a a real hotbed for activity on that issue. We'll cover that a lot on my show as well. But in Grants Pass, I went to the Martin Luther King Day celebration that they had on the 18th, a couple days before, at the Grants Pass High School, and met with people from the Grants Pass Remembrance Project. And what that's all about is the fact that Oregon, if you don't know, was the only United States state that was explicitly founded to be a whites-only homeland. Black people were explicitly banned from the state, right? Look it up. And in Grants Pass was one of many towns that they called sundown towns. And if you know what a sundown town is, that's where black people were not supposed to be in that town after sundown, or else, you know, fill in the blank. So Grants Pass was one of the last sundown towns in the state of Oregon, all the way up to the 50s. And the Remembrance Project is getting black residents and white residents to recall those times and to give their oral histories and to, you know, reconcile this past. And their reconciliation project is called From Sundown to Sunrise, which is beautiful. And so we're going to have a couple of representatives from that group joining us next week on the podcast to talk about race, to talk about the Remembrance Project. That's something else I'll be covering a lot on this show. Again, looking for progressive politics, but also as a cisgender, straight, white, heterosexual, I guess I said that already, American male, Gen X guy, you know, my cohort is a lot of the problem in this country. So I'm going to be finding these issues that white guys aren't talking about and need to be talked to about, and bringing black voices and gay voices and immigrant voices and disabled voices. Basically, I want to talk to people who don't look or are like me. I think it's time for us to bring some more of that together, especially directed at guys like me, and to broach those uncomfortable subjects from a good faith perspective. You know, a good faith perspective of wanting to build diversity and equity and inclusion in this nation like we should. You know, one nation, equality for all, that kind of idea, you know, the propaganda we were founded on, the stuff I was led to believe as a kid. Let's get back to that. So I hope you'll join me starting next week, live every Friday, starting on February 14th. We'll get this show kicked off with the graphics and the lighting and the mics and the guests and all that stuff. But I need a little more time to get all the equipment in and to get it all set up. So thanks for your patience. I appreciate it. And let's go on this journey together and save this country and return it to this dream of democracy that I think we all share. I'm Radical Russ. That's all for now.